Staying on all fours so he could not be spotted from the security ring, Han scrambled out and started for his blaster rifle. He just hoped it still worked, because now that he had his shot at the Krebs, he was going to take it. As he moved, a female voice spoke near the hatch.
"There's a body!"
Han was astonished to recognize the voice. It sounded like Vistara Kai. A lot like Vistara Kai. Except it was not quite so cold and confident.
"Keep looking,"
Marvid replied.
"That's Bardoom."
Han glanced up to see if he could identify the woman, but the far edge of the balcony continued to block his view of the security ring.
"There's another body," the voice said. "This one's a she, and she's a Biot."
Creepy Leia. Han reached the blaster rifle. He snatched it on the go and scrambled the rest of the way across the circle.
"I don't care about those bodies," said Marvid. "We need to find Solo. The security cannons should have torn him apart when I dropped the holograph."
Fuming, Han ducked back onto the balcony. Marvid had known he was trapped in here. He and Kratheus had probably been toying with him the entire time, watching on some hidden surveillance cam and laughing at Han's efforts to escape. The whirring stopped at the edge of the balcony.
"He's not out here,"
Marvid said.
"Take a look inside the stasis circle."
"The stasis circle?"
Marvid sighed.
"The circle of black stone."
"Oh, that stasis circle."
"And search under the balcony,"
Marvid added.
"If Solo survived, he will be there."
Okay, so maybe Han was only one step ahead, but he still had a shot, and he was going to take it.
"And remember not to step into the stasis circle yet,"
Marvid continued.
"Not until I'm waiting and I give the order."
"I won't, Marvid."
A pair of small feet stepped on the balcony and began to cross toward the railing.
"I'm not going anywhere without you."
The battle din outside the hatch was continuing to build as the fighting grew closer. Marvid would have to make his move soon, whatever that move was. Han began to belly crawl, trying to move into position to attack from behind as the Kalumai entered the stasis circle.
"Oh, wait!"
The small feet turned and began to trail behind Han, then abruptly grew silent.
"I found him."
The snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber sounded from the same spot as the voice. Han cursed under his breath. He might not know who she was, but he had a pretty good idea what she was. A Biot. And, like Ditto, she could use the Force.